arts are the first to take any budgetary hit, but should they? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Robert Edgell, associate professor of technology management at SUNY Polytechnic Institute, examines how the arts can help communities with more than just entertainment.
Do the arts not only entertain us, but also make our communities more economically robust? Our research suggests that the answer is yes. The arts can catalyze economic development in three ways. They enhance communities' network dominance, capacity for new visions, and entrepreneurial activities. Communities rich with the arts tend to attract highly creative artistic and scientific individuals who seek intellectual stimulation from other like-minded individuals. These clusterings are referred to as purposeful associations, which flourish in tolerant, open, and supportive cultures. These open communities usually develop more relationship links to other communities through these immigrating individuals and thus gain greater network dominance, which often yields more economic exchange and vitality. The arts have the freedom to create fictional visions of future possibilities that both reflect and shape shared social values. Often these become blueprints for channeling scientific talents. One need only think of devices such as mobile smartphones that were not that long ago only fictional props in science fiction works. Lastly, exposure to the arts and designers' methods may imbue individuals with the confidence and abilities needed to care about their communities, tackle complex social problems, and develop entrepreneurial ventures. So the next time a performer makes you laugh or a piece of sculpture moves you to tears of joy, please remember all the other benefits your community or city may be gaining.
That was Robert Edgell of SUNY Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.